Side Hustle Show 285. This is the passive income service business. What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. Let's be real. Getting paid for the side hustle work you do is awesome. It's empowering, validating, and maybe even a little bit addicting. But what happens when the work is done? You've got to go back and do more if you want to get paid again. That's the biggest drawback to freelancing, to coaching, consulting, those types of business models. But my guest today has found a unique way to set up his service business. He's a sales trainer, sales coach, marketing consultant type of guy for recurring passive income. The secret sauce is partnering with other services that are helpful to his clients and joining their affiliate or reseller programs, many of which pay recurring commissions. There are dozens of software companies and other services that offer this type of deal. And in my guest's case, he specializes in CRM software. That's customer relationship management software, like Infusionsoft, HubSpot, Entreport, stuff like that. So I'm excited to introduce Wes Schaefer from thesaleswhisperer.com and the Sales Podcast. Wes is an Air Force vet and a father of 7 who started his sales training business as a side hustle.
I could go back to like 12 different initial side hustles. So, I mean, I've always been looking at angles and ways to leverage my time.
Those side hustles eventually turned into a big full-time business and a very healthy full-time income. Stick around to hear how Wes got this business off the ground, how his passive income partnerships work, and how you may be able to apply the same strategy to your own business. Notes and links for this one, including a list of the best recurring commission affiliate programs I could find, and the free PDF highlight reel with all of Wes's top tips from the call, are at sidehustlenation.com/Wes. Before we dive in, let me take a moment to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks is the number one affordable small business accounting software for side hustlers and freelancers with invoicing and time tracking built in. I've been a customer for years. They make it super easy to get paid and keep the books in order. There's no wonder why 97% of small business owners recommend FreshBooks. Are you ready to check it out for yourself? Side Hustle Show listeners can get started today with a 30-day free trial at freshbooks.com/sidehustle. That's freshbooks.com/sidehustle to try it free today. I'll be back with my top takeaways from this chat with Wes after the interview. We kick this one off with how he landed his first clients through kind of an offline webinar strategy. Ready? Let's do it.
I started cold calling people to invite them to a 2-hour workshop that the Chamber of Commerce would let me use their conference room for free. Because back then, if you were a member, that was one of the benefits. You could use their conference room. So I would charge like $15 to $20 because that made people show up, right? And that paid for the marketing. It paid for the Sam's Club fruit basket and muffins and coffee from the Daily Grind. And my wife would make a bundt cake, right? Every 3 weeks, I had a workshop. I had no merchant account, no website. And I was doing this on the side around my day job, because fortunately I lived out in my territory. The headquarters was back in Austin. And, you know, as long as I made my numbers, you know, they didn't care what I did. So that was a nice thing about being in sales. So that's how it began. And, you know, the close was to simply meet one-on-one to talk about a couple of options. I had a group coaching program. We met in person every week, and I had a sales management consulting option, and that was it. I would resell my mentor's products. He had a couple of CDs, and that was it.
Okay. So tell me about the 2-hour workshop that you're setting up on the side from the day job. And this is for your own freelance Wes's sales consulting business. This is for the early iterations of the Sales Whisperer.
Right.
So how do you figure out, first of all, who are you going to cold call?
So I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and they gave us a members list. And so, you know, you can join pretty much any small chamber for a few $100, and they'll give you the members list. And so I would just cold call. Hey, Nick, you know, this is Wes over the Sales Whisperer. I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, you got a couple seconds? So just being able to mention that common ground. And for California, I'm in a small town, right? 100,000 people. And our two cities together have 200,000 people. That's considered small in California. But we do have that kind of small town feeling still, because we're not LA, we're not San Diego. So mentioning the Chamber of Commerce, it would kind of break the ice. And then, you know, I wasn't selling anything, right? It was, you know, I come to a workshop. And I was doing it for free at first, but back in 06, 07, the economy was booming, real estate was booming, people just had stupid money. And after, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 37 times in a row, somebody asked me, well, how much is it to attend? You know, I was like, well, I might as well start charging for this thing, you know? And, you know, again, I didn't have a merchant account or anything. And I was like, well, you can mail me a check or you can just bring it. But then I realized if I could get them to mail it, they were committed and they would show up. But it was 50-50. People, they bring their money, and I had a pretty high attendance rate. And I was only trying to get 15 to 20 people in a room. I learned you can make at least 35 dials of the phone in 90 minutes. Okay. And so that includes leaving voicemails. That includes speaking to receptionists. That includes speaking to executive assistants. And that includes having some conversations with the decision makers. So I would block out the time. I'd bang out the calls. Then I'd get back to other things I was doing then to grow the business and do my day job. And so I would just invite them to a free / inexpensive workshop. And they liked the topic. You know, it was either on sales or it was on sales management. And that was the beginning. Very inauspicious.
So the end, it was like, okay, let's set up a one-on-one if you want to work with me directly.
Yeah. And I would do a little disqualification, or I'd let them know that training started at a couple of grand and went up from there. You know, I didn't want to have meetings with people that had, you know, $18. So out of 20 people, I might get 5 or 6 interested in spending more money. Out of 5 or 6, 3 or 4 would invest something.
Yeah. Well, at a minimum investment of a couple grand, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, especially on the side and doing it, you know, every 3 weeks and just getting that machine running, it was very manual. It was very labor intensive.
Fast forward a couple years and Wes is introduced to Dan Kennedy in the customer relationship management software Infusionsoft for the first time, but it wasn't cheap.
So I go to meet Dan Kennedy and then I hear about Infusionsoft. I'm like, oh man, this is pretty cool. You know, the gotcha was it was $5,000 down and $300 a month. You know, and there I was spending no money on tools. So I'm like, that's a big leap. But then they had a partner program. So I actually put half down to buy the software. I mean, I jumped in, scared, but I jumped in. But then I heard about their partner program. And really, it was kind of a loophole back then. Because if you spent $2,500 and went to their location for 5 days and got certified, you got a free account for life, and you got 20% residual commissions for life on any leads you helped generate that closed. So my wife, we always laugh about it, right? Back then it was $300 a month, right? $299. So I would get a whopping $59.75 or whatever.
Yeah, 20% of the 300.
Yeah, so just shy of $60. She's like, woohoo, you know? And then, well, when you sell hundreds of those, the checks get pretty fat. And they're residual, right? They keep coming.
Yeah, it's a sticky software because it's the switching cost of changing CRM, changing, you know, email service providers. Like, it's a pain in the butt. So companies stick around for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I always loved that residual model. And so when I found that with Infusionsoft, it was exciting. But back then, we couldn't sell the software. We could support clients, but it wasn't like it is today where you can call me, pay me the setup fee, my team and I train you. So we were more involved beginning to end. So back then we were like glorified affiliates.
Okay.
But nobody else was selling it.
So how did that work? You're a glorified affiliate. So you're kind of reaching out to the same types of customers, the Chamber of Commerce people, people who could use help with their sales systems. And you say, hey, look, I've got this amazing new tool and sign up through my link and I'll help you get it set up.
So I did a couple of things. So one was, you know, being in sales and being a student now of Dan Kennedy, understanding marketing, direct response marketing, YouTube, I started just creating content. Usually it was a video, a quick video showing how to do a certain feature. And I say quick, and that's important. Too many people, they go out and they make a 1 hour or 2 hour or 87 hour video on how to use some software, you know, and it's like people don't have that kind of attention span. Usually you're just like, okay, how do I underline something in this text block? You know, it's not working. And so making short videos on how to do things was key. And I don't know if I really knew that back then or if that was just my style, right? I was like, just cut to the chase, right? So, and I can make them quickly. And so I made a lot of tutorials. I would blog about it. I've always been detail oriented. Being in the Air Force, you know, I was an instructor. And also being in the military, we had to make, they call SOPs, right? Standard operating procedures that literally assumed I was dead. We've been overrun. I'm captured or dead. The next person below me has to pick up this manual and run everything.
Right.
So I would make training modules and SOPs for our office. You know, I'm stationed in Korea and it's like things have stayed calm, but you never know, right? I'm like, I'm 60 minutes from a million man hungry communist army. So it's like, okay, things could go south really bad quickly. So it gave me that attention to detail. So when I would document things, you know, I wouldn't leave anything out because you see that all the time when you'll get some developer. Yeah, we'll go into systems and then reports and then, you know, open a new drive or domain and /, blah, blah. And you're like, how do I even get there? Because they skip like one link and then it matters, right? Because you can't get there. So I made very detail oriented training materials. And then I had an affiliate link. And I just like, hey, if you want a free, and now back then, you know, we had free demos as well. They're bringing those back. But I could just click, I added a link and, you know, or say, hey, you want a free report? They got a webinar. They got a free report. They've got an audio series. So I'll just sprinkle in relevant calls to action. People would click. I'd get the affiliate cookie. And if they bought, I remember the day I was getting checks and I was talking with one of the people at the company and they're like, oh yeah, you're one of our top 10 affiliates like in the world. You know, I'm like, you know, we couldn't sell it, right? I didn't know anybody that bought the software because they would buy it from a link and Infusionsoft would do the onboarding.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So this was, you're kind of one step removed, or it's like very, like, yeah, I'm just doing the blog, the online content thing, not like a one-on-one, let me walk you through how to set it up.
Right. And I'm like, number 10 in the world. What? You know, so then I was like, man, this thing's got some real legs. So I was doing that, but then I continued the cold calling, but now I would invite people to Infusionsoft gave us a couple of turnkey binders for running an event. They gave us the PowerPoint slides, the artwork, the logos and whatnot. So now I have a little website. I had to learn WordPress. I actually had to learn Weebly when I took their test because I didn't have a website. I could install the HTML code to pass their test. Now I start teaching myself WordPress and I start learning about SEO. And now I can build a web form. I can use a buy now link and tie it to a merchant account so people could order. And then I could put in a drip sequence, you know, hey, Nick, thanks for registering. You know, our event's in 10 days. Be sure to mark your calendar. And then, hey, Nick, it's in 5 days. It's in 3, it's in 2, it's in 1. It's this morning. You know, make sure you get there early. So I could build out these sequences. And so
using Infusionsoft, of course.
Right, right.
Okay.
So now I was inviting people to a workshop, right? Like fix your follow-up failure was the main one. So again, every 3 to 4 weeks, I'd either do it at the chamber. The chamber changed, but then I became an investor in a new bank here in town. And they're very community-oriented. They have a very nice conference room, and you could use that for free. And they had a projector, you know, and they'd provide refreshments. You know, had a little cooler there. They had coffee and cookies and Cokes and water. And so I just had to show up and flap my gums. Right. The same thing. I would charge $15, $20. People would show up. And so now instead of pushing for sales training, now we're talking about a little more comprehensive. Hey, do you need the software? Do you need sales training? Do you need whatever? Copywriting, marketing services. Let's meet. So again, I wasn't selling anything at the event other than a one-on-one session. And business grew from there. So from doing the in-person and then doing the online, things started snowballing.
This edition of The Side Hustle Show is sponsored by Squarespace. You probably already know that Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, but it turns out Squarespace is a lot more than just a pretty website builder. For example, did you know that Squarespace has a new AI-guided design system called Squarespace Blueprint? I was playing around with this the other day. It's pretty slick and might be the fastest way to get a professionally curated layout tailored to your brand or business and optimized for every device. Did you know that Squarespace can also host your online course? You can create the lessons that your audience is going to love. Then you add your paywall and set the price. You can charge a one-time fee. You can sell subscriptions. And you can customize the whole thing to fit your brand. And finally, flexible payment options. Whether you're selling a course or a digital product or a physical product or your own services, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers by letting you accept credit cards, PayPal and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, you can even offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/sidehustle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search and hit the ground running with your new hire. But what if you could get rid of the search part and just get matched with qualified candidates? Well, now you can with our sponsor, Indeed. It's simple. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The matching and hiring platform is trusted by over 3.5 million businesses worldwide to connect with great talent faster. And 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. For my next hire, I'm using Indeed to tap into a talent pool of 350 million unique monthly visitors. And what else is cool is Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. And how about this? Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Just go to Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What year are we looking at kind of in this time frame?
This is 2009.
Okay. So kind of like pretty deep recession time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I was signing up for Infusionsoft. Things had already collapsed. You know, this was late summer, early fall of 08. But, you know, businesses still had to run. And, you know, in good times or bad, being people, you know, like I talked about before, people had stupid money from the real estate. Well, now they had to be smart with their money. But they're still looking for ways to be smart with their money. Being more efficient, having systems, being better on the phone, being better in person. I mean, it was a good message that resonated with people at the time.
Maybe walk me through a typical client onboarding. Say somebody comes to your workshop, they say, I like what you have to say. I'd like to talk with you one-on-one about how else we can work together. Like, how does that meeting go?
So, you know, I was a product of the product and always have been, whether it's sales training or using Infusionsoft or HubSpot. I mean, I use it. And so when people expressed an interest, I would call them after the event and have a very honest discussion. I'd like to get price out early on the table, at least a range, okay? And if somebody won't be honest with me in an initial conversation, then it's going to be tough for them to be honest when we meet in person and they feel like there's some kind of pressure because we're having a formal meeting. So, you know, I would call and thank them. Hey, Nick, you know, thanks for coming to the event. What'd you think of it? You know, thanks for your interest in meeting one-on-one. Happy to do that, you know, if it's right. You know, so tell me a little bit more about you and your business, right? So I get them talking. That's the key in any sale. You know, whoever is asking the questions is in control of the conversation. But you have to ask good questions. Our job as salespeople is to ask questions that they can't answer, okay? Because if they can answer their question, they wouldn't be calling you. You got your second baby, right? You and your wife have probably been on WebMD or Facebook saying, you know, my baby's got a rash or they got a white tongue or they got a little gunk in their eye. Is this something serious? And so, no, don't worry about it. You know, it's this or that, right?
We've been down the WebMD rabbit hole for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I have Ebola. No, you don't. You have a sinus infection. You know, relax. But if you can't get an answer, then you call the doctor, you go to the pediatrician, right? So our job is to not give all this free education to prospects. Okay, that's what your website's for. I have, you know, 1,200 pages on my website. I talk about copywriting and headlines and SEO and PPC and marketing automation. It's all there. I give plenty of education, but it's one to many and it's asynchronous. Okay, somebody in Australia when it's noon can watch that, you know, on a Saturday when I'm asleep. So when we talk, I want to ask questions they can't answer because that proves my competency. If I'm smart enough to even know the questions to ask that are deep enough that they haven't even thought about them, then what else might they be missing? Now they're responsive and more open to working together. So that proves my competency. But of course, after spending an hour and a half, 2 hours with me, very informative, right? And again, that's where I'm giving, but it's not totally free. They're spending a little bit of money. But I'd give them a workbook. I'd give them some other little tools I could walk out of there with, plus some snacks. So I've proved my competency. Now they want to meet. So again, I'm asking questions they can't answer, and I'm going to prod and poke a little bit for budget. Say, look, I'm happy to sit down and meet with you and, you know, who on your team, blah, blah, blah. But programs, because even back then, I mean, Infusionsoft was $2,000 down. They changed their pricing a little bit and still $300 a month. But say, hey, things start at a couple grand and, you know, a few hundred dollars a month and they go up from there. I mean, is that kind of what you're thinking? Does that blow your budget out of the water? Or, you know, talk to me a little bit about that first. So, you know, again, I'm spending my own time and money because people would drive in People might come from as far, maybe an hour away, usually 20, 30 minutes away. But still, even if I'm driving 30 minutes, right, I got to get ready. I got to drive there. I got to have the meeting. I got to come back. You know, there's 2.5, 3 hours out of my day for this meeting. And so I had to be super efficient in everything that I did. Again, I'm the sole breadwinner. I got to keep a roof over the head. So I had to do this right. So having open and honest discussions, tough discussions early on, setting the right tone, understanding who makes the decision. Is it a team? Do you have an advisor? Do you have a spouse, a silent partner? You know, I want to know all that up front before I go in. And then when we both agree on how that's going to work, then we set the meeting. As a result, right, I would go on less meetings, but the meetings I had were more effective. And most of them ended in some sort of sale because I was disqualifying from the very beginning.
Sure, sure. Did InfusionSoft change their program such that you could act as a reseller, or was it still kind of underneath their affiliate program?
Over time, they did change it. And, you know, I've been through every iteration. Again, it was 5,000 down, then they went to nothing down, then they went to 2,000 down, then 1,500, then 1,000, then back up to 1,500. And now they're at 999 with a discount down to 299. So it's hard to keep track of anymore. But yeah, they started changing it and testing different pricing models.
Okay.
But I knew that even in the very beginning, I don't think I could take their order still, but I could get them set up. They would order. And then I still got a commit. I got a 20% commission on the setup, right? So if they spent $2,000, I'd get $400 of that and didn't have to do their setup.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I got the monthly. So I get $400 up front and $60 a month. So I was selling it. I wanted to get them onboarded because I would get a little bit of the setup and I'd get the monthly. But then they would need additional help. And, you know, I've already spent 2 hours in front of them in person. They knew I knew my stuff. They would want additional help to some degree, whether it's copywriting or training their salespeople or whatever. So I could do a value add on top of that. And because I was getting paid, right, I could do some of that for quote unquote for free. And I say, hey, if you buy the software, I'll give you 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever. Right? You can build that in as an added value. They think they're getting me for free, but the reality is I knew I was getting paid. So I could just do it as a bonus because I wanted to reward them and make it a no-brainer to order from me.
You make sure they click your link so you're getting credit, or how much of that is like, yeah, I'll go back to my office and we'll get that set up and then I'll call you?
Oh, no. So then, you know, I had an inside salesperson, so I would set up a meeting or a three-way call or whatever, or I could send him the info and they would register that lead so they were protected to me. Because yeah, sometimes it just might not be a good time or whatever. So yeah, I made sure they had my link. I made sure the company had their info. They were registered to me, on and on. So yeah, there was, I like to say, trust, but verify.
Okay. And I want to make the point that InfusionSoft is one of these software programs that has residual commission, recurring commission, but there are dozens out there. And we'll put those together for you on the blog at sidehustlenation.com. We'll link to that post from sidehustlenation.com/Wes, the show notes for this episode. But there are obviously CRMs, you know, AWeber, GetResponse, InfusionSoft, companies like that. Tons of recurring revenue opportunities there. You know, you can help companies get set up with those. Companies like LeadPages, I think Shopify does something similar.
All of
service providers. There's tons of these out there. And so, and even like, you know, website themes, if you're into web design, there are a lot of different opportunities to do this, kind of like a software with a service model where it's like, okay, I'm going to help you. And by the way, there's this tool that I think you ought to have and we can get that set up. And like you said, hey, you know, you can either discount your fee or not and say, hey, this is just kind of gravy on top of it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I set up a big business just selling somebody else's stuff. And people, entrepreneurs, they think they have to invent, you know, the next greatest mousetrap. You know what? Sometimes you just have to find a good mousetrap and tell the world about it. That's okay. And then over time, maybe you invent rabbit trap or, I don't know, a better cheese for the mousetrap. It's okay. You know, helping people with something that you already like and use and appreciate and see the value, that's fine. And go ahead and get paid for it. I mean, I wish, you know, the local movie theater paid me, or Netflix. I can't tell you how many people I turned on to different shows, right? Like Mad Men or Suits. Or I just watched Vikings on Amazon. I wish they'd give me a nickel.
How do you have time to do that with seven kids?
Oh, well, you got to do it on an iPad because everything has terrible language and whatever. You're like, oh, like you think it's clean. Although we are watching Lost in Space right now. I'm watching it with three of my kids. They like it. And it's actually PG and it's 3.5 episodes in and there's been nothing offensive. It's amazing.
That's a bonus. That's a bonus. I really like that sound, but I've set up a big business just selling somebody else's stuff. And that's really powerful. It's like, okay, you don't have to reinvent the wheel and you can help people just playing connector essentially with what is already out there. And,
yes.
And if you're going to be doing that, you might as well find some that are going to pay you on a recurring basis. So Infusionsoft is one of them. There's a ton of other programs that we mentioned as well. Did you feel any stress? I mean, you got these sales skills and you've been, you know, on your own for several years at this point, but like, did it cause you any stress to have like a lot of your revenue tied up in one company, one software program?
It did not until about 2014. And maybe I was just fat, dumb, and happy. I mean, I was making a lot of money. And, you know, when I started the Sales Whisperer in 06, I never heard of it.
Ballpark? Like, what was a typical like recurring check for you?
Oh, I'd gotten to the point with new sales and services, I was doing 33 to 50 grand a month and then building up residuals to 15 grand a month.
Okay.
And so working from home, you know, no full-time employees, all contractors. But around 2014, the wheels started falling off at Infusionsoft. And they weren't developing the product. The competition was creeping in. I was like, oh, man, I got too many eggs in this basket.
Okay.
So, but I didn't jump out and become a goat farmer. I just got certified in other competitive platforms, Entreport, HubSpot. I started working with Nimble, ActiveCampaign, some of the main competitors that I saw coming up that were viable. And so instead of just promoting one, now I help people find the best platform for them. Maybe it's ActiveCampaign for $9 a month. Maybe it's, you know, Nimble. Nimble starts at $9, I think, as well, or maybe $19 and $29 a month. You go month to month. You know, HubSpot can be $3,000 a month, although they have some very powerful free options. So I help people. And it's so funny when you put yourself out there, you know, everybody needs to recognize you're going to get haters. Like, Nick, you probably get hate mail or BS comments on YouTube. It's like, dude, I'm just making a tutorial. It's like, why the hate? So I have a quiz, right? Best CRM for me, bestcrmforme.com. You can, like, 23 questions. It's free, right? And the software that I use gives weighted averages to each answer to spit out what I think is best for you based on your answers. But then it also gives you a report rank ordered by price from lowest to highest, right? So it's like, hey, based on what you said, boom, this is the one. But hey, here's the six or seven that I'm talking about based on price. Here's links for who has a free trial. Here's the pricing. You know, a guy's like, yeah, you probably set this up. I, like, 2 weeks ago, a guy emails me, you probably had this set all set up for HubSpot. I probably get the same answer every time. I'm like, dude, A, it's free. B, I rank order them by price. So why the hate? So you're going to get those.
Bestcrmforme.com. That's an awesome idea. Did you have to custom build the quiz or some other software to build the quiz?
That is top secret, man. You expect me to give away all my top secret? Actually, there's an Infusionsoft partner called Dialogger. D-I-L-O-G-R. I've got an affiliate link somewhere on my site.
We'll dig it up. We'll put it in the show notes for you.
We'll look it up. It's not cheap, but compared to some of the other quiz type software out there, it's fairly priced and it interacts with Infusionsoft, with HubSpot, with Entreport. So, you know, quizzes and things like that are very good. That has been probably my number one lead generator for over a year, probably a couple of years. Help people make their own decisions, right? So, yeah, that's how I evolved because, yeah, I had too many eggs in that Infusionsoft basket. That's always a little scary when too much of your income comes from one client or one resource or whatever.
Did you find that people are going to that site just from hearing you on your show, on other podcasts, or, you know, hearing you speak? Or is it like, are they typing in like, what's the best CRM for me? And that quiz shows up.
Yeah, it's been organic. I literally just hired a kid in the last few weeks. And he's doing this as a side hustle. So I've gone easy on him. He had a little slow down. So we were slow rolling this out. So just started doing very small $5 a day campaign right now, testing, split testing some ads to drive traffic to it. So, you know, the goal is to ramp that up, of course. But yeah, it's been organic other than that.
What percentage of the business today is just like, I could sit at home, watch Lost in Space with my kids and collect checks versus like actively doing sales coaching, sales consulting?
Yeah, I'm still very active. I mean, I got 7 kids and the youngest is 4. So I make good money. Passive income pays all my bills. So that's fine. But, you know, I've got bigger goals. So, you know, the best is yet to come. So I'm getting after it. But, you know, I set my own schedule. I do jujitsu. You know, I'll leave here 11:30, come back about 2, you know, shower and eat, start up again about 2:30. And, you know, if my girls have soccer or volleyball, that's on the calendar. And so I squeeze work in between my life.
Sure.
Right. Instead of the other way around. But yeah, I'm still working. I'm getting after it.
I know, you're a hustler. Just through this conversation, we've seen a ton of evolution in the business.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. You know, you've got to be, I hate the word pivot, so I don't know, change, evolve. You know, in the military, and we call it the OODA loop, right? You got to observe, orient, decide, and then act. Things will change. You know, I can't tell you how many people had like this thriving business on Amazon. Then Amazon either changed the rules or created their own branded version and stole all your business. You know, I remember people years ago were killing it with Facebook pages, and then Facebook, they made you start to pay, and you know, your reach went from 90% to 2% in about 90 days, and people literally went out of business. And so that's that same, having just one is bad. So you do have to evolve. I always tell my own clients, right? Find something that works and work it to death, but always be trying to beat it.
Yeah. Are clients coming to you? I mean, are you still doing 35 dials in 90 minutes, or just because of the body of content that you've created now, people are coming to you?
Oh yeah. I don't do any cold calls. It's all inbound. People are surprised though that they can reach. A guy just called me yesterday. I was driving on Mondays. I go to jiu-jitsu at night, and I was driving, I don't know, it was just before 6 o'clock, and a guy called and I answer. He says, and you hear this long pause. They're like, is this really Wes? I'm like, yeah, you got Wes. You know, so I mean, I'm not hiding behind a bunch of assistants and stuff. I have assistants. I have overseas VAs. I got an 800 number, but if I'm free, I'll answer the phone, you know, and have a conversation. I think too many people are automating too much. Auto webinars, and they spoof it like there's real questions and real people in attendance. And, you know, you see it too. Like you click, right? It's like 11:09 p.m. on a Friday night. And it's like, the next webinar starts at 11:15. You know, like,
I'm just my lucky day.
What are the odds, man? So I don't know, man. Just be a human. I think we forget there's a human being on the other end of the screen. Sure, AI is the deal. I love automation, right? I love being able to deliver a report. If you're looking around Friday, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and I have a report I can deliver immediately through automation, amen. But I'm not going to trick you into thinking that that's really me sending that personally to you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I think that's, it still works a little bit. People are still trying it, but you know, be human, give that a try. And I bet you'll be pleased with the results.
What's next for Wes? Where's the Sales Whisperer going the rest of this year and beyond?
So just deeper into software. I really like HubSpot, just working with a little larger clientele. But I've got group training available. I've got my Make Every Sale program. It's on demand. I've got my own Inner Circle. It's a little bit higher level. But again, you get me. You know, it's a one-year program where I'm on the phone on a video call every week. You know, at least, I don't know, 45 weeks out of the year. You know, every now and then I'm travel, right? But the goal is to get on the call, you know, 3 to 4 times a month, plus a private group. And I can help more people that way. And people that are in that group, they have access to me. And it's not one-on-one coaching, but if somebody's stuck, just like Steve did with me, if they're stuck, I'm going to help you. But again, I can't do it for free for everybody that gets stuck on something, but I can do it in that group. So by doing that, and I've got plan, I'm rewriting one of my books. I've got another book queued up. So you're just going to see a lot more Wes. Like I said, starting paid ads, which I've never done consistently ever. You're going to start seeing a lot more of me on your screen.
Getting after it, as you said. So very cool. TheSalesWhisperer.com, bestcrmforme.com. Wes, appreciate you sharing this stuff, and really cool that kind of the recurring revenue element has freed up your time to tackle all these other projects. Like you said, hey, that's covering all your fixed costs. So awesome stuff. Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
So in line with what you're talking about there with affiliate or residual income, you know, go find something, commission junction or share a sale or whatever. Anytime you're using a product that you like, go to their website, scroll down to the bottom and see if they have a partner or affiliate program. And a lot of times you'll see they're running that through something like share a sale. So do it. Set up an account. They're free. Go find their logos or artwork or just the text link and share it. Share it on Facebook. Share it in an email. Share a blog post about it. Turn on your screen capture and talk about it. Let the world know what it is you like about the tools that you use. Let them know, hey, I'm an affiliate, you know, but hey, I wouldn't talk about this if I wasn't using it myself. Do that, you know, do it for everything. I do it for web hosting. I do it for email marketing. I do it for good grief, everything, right? Share it and go ahead and get paid. And you'll be surprised at how quickly you can, you know, start getting some checks. And first thing you know, your car payment's made, then I don't know, maybe a vacation's paid for, then your mortgage is paid for, and you'll be surprised at how quickly this can grow if you're consistent with it.
Yeah, keep rolling that side hustle snowball, I call it. Look, you don't have to set out to replace all your fixed costs or all your expenses at once, but hey, you start out with your car payment, start out with your gym membership, start out with your Netflix bill, whatever it is, and see if you can keep rolling it from there. Wes, very cool, man. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, sir.
This edition of the Side Hustle Show is brought to you by FreshBooks.com, the cloud accounting solution that's recommended by 97% of small business owners. I was chatting with Rob Eng, who's actually a senior marketing manager at FreshBooks, and he's a FreshBooks customer for his side hustle, which is a sandwich catering business. I thought that was super cool, but Rob shared this story about how every single employee spends their first month on the job answering the phones to learn firsthand about FreshBooks customers and the product.
Whether you're, you know, the VP of marketing or you're just a developer, you have to do that full month. And we actually can't use it. You're actually a full-time support rock star. So you have to really empathize to learn about our product, learn about the people that work at FreshBooks, and learn about our customer. It's a big investment we do to really show that even if you don't have a side business, we want you to understand and empathize with our customers. So when you do your actual job you're hired for, you have the customer in mind.
Visit FreshBooks.com/sidehustle to start your 30-day completely free trial today. That's FreshBooks.com/sidehustle for bookkeeping bliss along with rockstar support. All right, my top takeaways from this call with Wes. Number one is to ask, how else can you serve your clients? What else are they struggling with? What tools would it make it even easier for them to implement your service? I think that would show initiative beyond just being an order taker, but instead taking a look at their business and inching your way, elbowing your way into having a closer role as a trusted advisor instead of just a hired contractor, if that's the role that you find yourself in today. If you remember back to episode 95 with Anarcho Fighter from Fiverr, he explained how he sold the first $10,000 Fiverr gig by figuring out how else he could serve his client. That's where the money is. The client had bought his low-priced offer, which he delivered, but when he dug into it, he discovered, well, what they really needed went much deeper. So that's takeaway number one. Ask how else you can serve your clients. Takeaway number two is that you don't have to have all the answers, but it helps if you know where to find them. So Wes's soundbite again was, I set up a big business just selling somebody else's stuff. That one really stood out to me because it might not make sense to try and reinvent the wheel when instead it could be faster and more efficient to use a solution or recommend a solution that already exists. And of course, bonus points if there's an affiliate program, a reseller program for that solution, and even more bonus points if it's a recurring commission program. So that's takeaway number two, is kind of, you know, directing clients to the solutions that might already be out there. And again, kind of positioning yourself as that expert. Takeaway number three is to diversify. If you're listening to this, you kind of already understand the importance of not having all your eggs in one basket, being overly reliant on one source of income. But it was interesting to hear how Wes found himself, even as a full-time entrepreneur at that point, in the uncomfortable position of being overly reliant on one company for his livelihood. So he diversified. Now, my old business was overly reliant on Google AdWords for traffic, and that definitely burned me a few times. So while starting out, I think simplicity is the way to go long-term, you've got to be thinking about diversification. What do you think about this idea, this software with a service model, this strategy to add some more passive income to what is normally hours for dollars work? Let me know in the comments at sidehustlenation.com/Wes. While you're there, be sure to check out the list of some of the top recurring commission affiliate programs. And of course, download the free PDF highlight reel with all of Wes's top tips from today's episode. Once again, that's sidehustlenation.com/Wes. And that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show, where you'll meet a side hustler who took action on an episode he heard last year and is now bringing in an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. I'll see you then. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.
As a Side Hustle Show listener, I know you're driven. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But I also know you can end up hustling and driving yourself into exhaustion, overwhelm, and even burnout if you don't stay anchored to why you're doing it. That's why I want to recommend another podcast that will massively support your side hustle. It's called What Drives You with host Kevin Miller. Kevin's a former pro athlete. He's a lifelong entrepreneur who started 19 different businesses. He's a father of 9 kids, an author, and a mountain adventurer as well. He knows both the glory and the dark side of drive and has devoted his life to helping people who want to drive further, faster, but also enjoy the ride every single day. He brings on today's most influential people in personal and business development to see what drives them and get their guidance on the key ingredients that power our own drive. If you want to fully harness your drive and find peace and fulfillment in the process, go find What Drives You with Kevin Miller wherever you listen to podcasts.